Hello?
Hi, Michael?
Yes.
Michael, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation.
Okay,
Michael? Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Hold on. Yes. Okay, now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I would say about almost 20.
Almost 20?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And now, what is your primary branch of the trade? Mason, helper, or finisher? Tile, or marble?
Yeah, I'm kind of both. I'm like a stone finisher, tile finisher.
Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journeyman, level mechanic, or foreman?
No, I was a journeyman.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm not.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
No, I really haven't had a problem. I've been off for about a couple of months now.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
I want to say probably fewer, depending on, because I live in Connecticut, so probably a little fewer, but okay. Up in Mass is more. I want to say more.
You're going to say more or fewer?
No. Well, where I work at, it's more construction going on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I want to say probably a little less now, because a lot of companies is going non-union.
Uh-huh, okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe so.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you don't know?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? Thank you. Thinking of more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now in the next 12 months?
I want to say probably less.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I'm going to be optimistic. I want to say it's going to get better.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? I'm going to read you the list. None? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problem, heated cold, falling objects, poor risk, dust, air quality, no real concerns, right?
No real concerns.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the activity in the past 12 months, political canvassing? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Picketing?
No.
Yes or no? Union organizing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. It's going to go from the one that you're most likely to the least that you're most likely. Which one is the most likely that you will get your news from? Or that you will say that is like the main source to the last source?
I want to say the main source probably through the union members.
To the union what?
To your union members.
Oh. Friends and neighbors?
Well, that's no, you said, well, yeah, well, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't have that. I have friends and neighbors, the internet, social media, local TV news programming, print or online.
Oh, probably social media.
Okay, thank you. And that would be the first one, right? Now, the next one, I have friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, cable news or radio?
Probably radio.
Thank you. And the next one, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper, cable news?
Friends and neighbors.
Thank you. And the next one I have is local TV news programming, print or online newspaper, cable news?
Probably local news.
Thank you. And the next one, print or online newspapers, cable news?
Online.
Thank you. And I guess the last one will be cable news. Okay?
Yep.
Thank you. Moving right along. Okay, now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, support for labor unions, education, healthcare, jobs in the economy, immigration, foreign policy, or something else? Jobs in the economy, healthcare. I'm sorry?
I want to say jobs in the economy.
Thank you. And as you may know, BAC, BAC, supports the application of Davis Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal electoral officials support it?
Oh, no, very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, both or neither?
I want to say the Democratic Party.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over these disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
What was the question?
As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis? Who do you support more?
The workers.
Thank you. Please, I'm sorry. The United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more?
Much more than the United Workers.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, approach, approve or disapprove?
Neither.
Neither? Okay.
Neither.
Okay, thank you. Immigration. Do you approve, disapprove?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. Foreign affairs.
Neither.
Healthcare.
Neither.
Support for labor unions.
Neither.
The economy.
Neither.
Thank you. Yeah. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job, what they're doing? Do you approve or disapprove?
Yeah. Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote? We're almost done. We got 72%. We're almost done. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and all offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that you will not vote?
No, I will vote.
Almost certain, probably. Thank you.
No, almost certain.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union?
No.
Hello?
Yes, what happened? Repeat the question.
Turning back to back, DAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service? I'm going to write it down, so be specific. How could they improve, in your opinion?
Really, I don't have no complaints about the improvement. They've been doing a fine job, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. No complaints, then.
No complaints.
So you don't have any way that you think that they can improve?
No.
Okay. No problem. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? I have to write it down, so be specific. What do you think is the most important thing?
I think more increase in pay, dealing with the economy.
Okay. Yes, increase in pay. Thank you. Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? The job site, text, SMS, union meeting, mail, email?
Job site and emails.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to back? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four more times a year?
Four more times a year.
Thank you. Okay. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
Neither.
Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a person to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Neither.
Neither? Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. And finally, strict verification. Purposes by my supervisor, can I have you test your first name?
Michael.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.